Proclamation number 3809 of 23rd of June, 1946. Spiritual guides. Earth path. Guideposts. People who do not know the right way stray and move away from the right aim instead of approaching it. And therefore they need a good guide, a signpost who knows the right way and warns them and urges them to pay attention wherever there is a danger of turning into a wrong path and missing the right way. But anyone who knows the way also knows the aim and will then eagerly help his fellow human beings to reach this aim as well. But the aim of earthly life is the spiritual kingdom in all its glory. And the path to this is arduous and narrow. It is not easily passable but short if it is covered without stopping, if the human being does not hesitate or constantly looks back and seeks an easier passable path. Then the aim can be reached quickly, i.e., the human being can still reach a degree of perfection on earth that he carries the kingdom of God within himself, that the heaviness of earth no longer oppresses him, that he has found union with God before he is rid of his earthly body. But then vast realms will spread out before his spiritual eye which will fill him with bliss. Then all events and hardships of the path will be forgotten, for they will not outweigh the glories which are now granted to him. And then the soul will be grateful to the guidance which looked after it on the earthly path. But the right guidance is God himself who instructs people on earth through his word and thus informs them of the right path which leads to him. And he instructs willing servants on earth to take over the office of guidance, that is, to bring his word to people. He first instructs his servants in the right truth so that they will then act as mediators for their fellow human beings so that they, too, will take notice of the truth, of God's word, which flows from his sanctified mouth and is conveyed by him directly to earth through his messengers. And therefore guides who know the right way will constantly appear along the path and guide the wayfarers correctly, informing them of the dangers they should be aware of the aim and of the strength from God which is available to everyone who travels the path with the serious intention of reaching the aim, which is eternal beatitude. And these guides are to be listened to, their advice and admonitions are to be heeded, for they are appointed by God, they are given to people so that they will not go astray, so that they cannot say they have not found the right path but can enter and follow it at any time if they are of serious will to reach the aim. These leaders proclaim to you the word of God, which is the right way. For the word of God is truth, because God is the eternal truth himself. It leads towards the aim, the eternal life. And whoever chooses God himself as his guide by accepting and obeying the divine word can never fail to take the right path. He will reach his aim. He will live for eternity. Amen.